Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. GCN Live is our website. We're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country, and, of course, across the country on some leading independent stations, too, dabbled in here, there, and everywhere, just for some good measure. Now, we're also streaming live on the Internet across the country and around the world, and you can hear us on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS drivers, and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, doing that job. And our suicide jockeys delivering us the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and whatever else we need in the way of petroleum products. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Our podcast is over there and links to many other places. And you can hear our podcast on 53 different podcast sites around the country and around the world. Okay, let's start out. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Welcome back. And Denise Simon is coming in now from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience, which is on Facebook. Go over there and check that out. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yep. Everybody's happy. It's 2 degrees cooler than it was when we started the show. Now it's only 84 degrees. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, you guys?
Yep.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the republic.
To the republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible, with
liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded and under Judeo-Christian verbiage and all sorts of great stuff. And Kyle, it's your turn, so ask Denise about what she wants to talk about so we can get going here.
All right, well, good morning, Denise.
Hey.
All right, well, I know that one of the subjects that's on your mind this morning is the January 6th committee, that some of that data was destroyed. What's going on with that?
We've got some oversight that's still happening, and Benny Thompson, Congressman Benny Thompson, was the lead of that committee. Of course, we know we had Liz Cheney and whatnot, but interestingly enough, that topic, even though the committee has now been disbanded, it has been determined that the committee did not preserve which are government documents. They did not preserve evidence. Now, what evidence is still trying to be determined because of the oversight committee, but nothing was indexed. There was no table of contents. You know, there's a database system. Things are supposed to be digitized and whatnot. And so when the Oversight Committee is looking into this, they have found out that all the evidence or data or collection of evidence regarding the actual security and the responsibility of the Capitol Police is gone. It is not there. It's been destroyed. Now, that's a violation of law. So, Congressman Daryl Issa was asked about it yesterday, and he said he confirmed that is the case, and that he thinks they can get some of that data, and they hope all of it, but they're not too sure. So the question becomes, why would Benny Thompson allow this to be destroyed, not kept, not indexed, so forth and so on? So Congressman Loudermilk, Republican out of Georgia, is the one that's trying to work hard to track this stuff down and then made this discovery. So we now know with confirmation that they're now doing a cover-up. So there's subpoenas and there's depositions out there to see what happened, and we could find some real consequences with Congressman Benny Thompson. So they were told to preserve everything, and they just didn't do it. So we have now another problem. But that's the way things roll in Washington, D.C., isn't it?
Well, can you imagine, Denise, if this was reversed, if this was you know, about something else? Yeah, this is really terrifying, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Allegedly, there was something like 4 terabytes of data, and apparently the committee only preserved 2.5 terabytes. So that tells you the volume that's gone.
All right, hold that thought, guys and gals, because we'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, breaking news, the death toll has gone up to 36 in the wildfire in Maui, Hawaii. Over 270 structures destroyed. That horrible wildfire over there yesterday. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it right away. Thank you, Kyle. And before we get back to Denise and Kyle, I want to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by our folks at Geico Insurance. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, is the way you spell it. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and they've been in business over 85 years. Now, the great thing about it is you can go to their website, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com. You can go to that website and you can do a cost comparison on the vehicle that you're driving right now, whether it be a car or a truck, and tell them what you got and give them the information you need to have on that website, and they'll give you a price quote right then and there. Otherwise, if you want to do it through an agent, you can get the information for the agent and do it that way too, whatever works for you. But remember, when you add your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, if you have one of those, it will lower the price of your automobile insurance because it's called a bundle. And then if you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to it, it'll go down even more. So to find out how much money you can save, go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, Kyle, pick it up again.
Well, Denise, there was an event, of course, that happened in Provo, Utah, where special agents were trying to serve a warrant on a person who was said to have been making some threats against President Biden. And they went there, and the guy came out, and a shooting ensued, and he was killed. What else do we know about what's going on with this incident?
He's had a pattern of making these kind of threats to people. He had made threats against, what's the prosecutor's name in New York, Bragg?
Alvin Bragg?
Yeah, him. And these were public posts. These were not things that he was trying to hide on who that he wanted to. And he was pretty explicit on what he wanted to do to these people, like putting a hole in somebody's head and so forth and so on. So the FBI went to serve a warrant to this cat, and there was quite the, the FBI was watching him, and there was quite the exchange, so he's dead. They found an awful lot of other additional threats of people, and quite a lot of weapons and so forth. So,
Well, of course, you know, this person's describing himself as, quote, a MAGA Trumper, or had described himself as such, but obviously nobody thinks that it's right to ever threaten the president in such a way, and this is one of the reasons they were responding to that. And, Denise, one of the other things that I thought everybody would be interested in getting your insight on, what is happening with this stranded World War II ship, this derelict that right now China is so upset with the Philippines about? We understand it's used for some kind of a base of some sort.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that I can get a real handle on this one. You know, I think that China kind of makes up stuff to put out there, you know, they're kind of doing exactly what Russia does. Anyway, it's in a disputed territory of some sort, and
It's been there for decades, right?
Yes, precisely. And this is apparently Malaysia has some kind of dominion over this thing. I don't know. It's really quite weird. They want to do some. China feels like they ought to be able to do some salvage to it to see what is on there. So it's kind of, is this really where we are?
right, yeah, that they're making such a big deal. Well, speaking more of China, Denise, you know, China's going down into what they call deflation, I expect, at this point, along with many of the other issues. They have all these property issues that are happening. You know, we know some of these, quote, ghost towns, for lack of a better term. But what does that mean in terms of what they want to do for foreign policy, or to make other maneuvers outside of China based on what's happening inside of China if they're having trouble economically?
You and I kind of discussed this a little bit the other day, the fact that, you know, China manipulates currency and so forth. So I'm not convinced that China's going to change their stripes on anything that they're doing. And they're going to lie. They're going to manipulate. They're going to continue to do this kind of thing. So I would say that when it comes to the international banking systems, like the International Monetary Fund and whatnot, who, by the way, China does get money from, crazy as that sounds, I think there's going to be some, well, they're already watching some of these things really quite carefully and should be. So I don't hold a lot of sway, sway is not the right word. I don't hold a lot of hope that anybody's going to take China too terribly seriously. When they get into trouble, they're going to fight back. And meaning China, they're going to dig their heels in and I would say hurt possibly even more countries, third world countries. So I think it's something certainly to watch, but if we're kind of helpless over here as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, and we've also discussed, as it's been coming up in the news recently, about China buying up land in the United States. If they're in close proximity to military bases, sensitive military bases, I don't know what else you could have other than a sensitive military base, but what would they do? I mean, would they jam communications? Would they surveil? What is the ultimate goal
all
here
of
trying to be so close?
All of that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, this crazy World War II ship. They want to, I mean, China is known for theft, period. They're thieves. And they steal other people's technology, and then they either, one, use it for their own, or they adapt it, and then they say they own it. I mean, they've hacked our systems that, you know, where you have to register patents and whatnot. So, you know, they look at all that data, and then they hack it, and then they steal it for their own. So, it's part of their unrestricted warfare. And, you know, we have a government, not just, I'm not going to blame it all on Biden, but, you know, Biden's in the driver's seat right now. We have a government that can do something about this, and they're not. They're just not. So if China is buying anything here in the United States, they're supposed to go through the Committee for Foreign Investment to make an application. It gets approved by the entire National Security Council, which includes, by the way, the military. And then it gets approved or not approved. And if things are, you know, in question, then you have a president that can actually veto or make denials and so forth and so on. Well, it's curious to me who is, in fact, approving these purchases.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to be concerned about that. Now, you can do business, obviously, mm-hmm. They're doing business in the United States without going through CFIUS.
Right.
And therein lies yet another problem.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Yep. Hold that thought. Here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same bat channel.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Denise. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and, of course, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We'll be right back. We'll be doing the military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Most Americans say they are concerned about rapidly developing artificial intelligence.
A recent YouGov poll reveals that 62% of registered voters harbor either major or minor concerns regarding the expansion of AI. Roughly 20% express enthusiasm, while 16% maintain a neutral stance. Responses remain consistent among political affiliations, as 75% of Democrats and 78% of Republicans share the belief that AI might eventually jeopardize humanity's existence. I'm John Schaefer.
Five members of the far-right group Patriot Front are suing a Seattle man who they say leaked their identities online. The lawsuit accuses David Allen Capito of infiltrating the right-wing nationalist group, then revealing their identities on the Internet, leading them to lose their jobs and face harassment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going online, naa.edu, the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And after you take a look at the website, give them a call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And don't forget, you can ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, the one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, phone number 800-659-2080. All right, back with Kyle Warren on this Military and Veterans News segment. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, the White House is on the brink of sending the Ukraine funding bill to the Hill to be voted on, the new one. Now, the White House is expected to formally ask Congress for supplemental funding for Ukraine on top of all the other money that we know that they've gotten, and domestic disaster relief as soon as this week, right now. So far, it hasn't gone over there to my knowledge, but it looks like it will between now and Friday for their consideration. And, of course, we know about the disasters that have been going on. We've got this horrible situation right now in Hawaii, a fire that's destroyed well over 270 structures, may even be as high as 300 we're hearing now. 36 people confirmed dead in those fires, and that death toll is going to go higher because there's a bunch of people that are missing, unfortunately, that got caught in this raging inferno with these hurricane-force winds that were driving it. And that's the worst possible scenario you can ask for with a wildfire, is a wind that you can't get to control your fire lines with. It just, there is no control. It goes where it wants to. So hearts and prayers go out to all those people. Now, a CNN poll now says that a majority of Americans oppose more U.S. aid being given to the Ukraine in the war with Russia. Now, most Americans oppose Congress's authorizing of additional funding to support the Ukraine in its war with Russia, according to a new CNN poll conducted by SSRS, as the public splits over whether or not the U.S. has already done enough to assist Ukraine. I'm not surprised to hear that number, are you?
No, I'm not really, Captain. It's been so much. And, of course, the war drags on. So, yeah, these are legitimate questions. How much is enough, and what is it really going to take?
Now, yesterday was the day on the border when the Pentagon was expected to pull 1,100 active-duty troops who are helping out logistically from the U.S.-Mexican border. And I don't know if it happened or not, but more than 1,000 active-duty troops were still there yesterday morning. I haven't heard about anybody leaving the border, have you?
No, I haven't.
So I'm assuming they're all still there.
Very possible. Of course, they were there primarily, of course, to help with logistics.
Well, they were helping by babysitting the people that were being held in the detention centers. That's what they wound up doing. So not too many people were happy about that, I know. All right, what do you got?
Well, Captain, we find here that there is some news coming out of North Korea having to do with the military aspects here. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, this according to CNN, has now fired his top general amid a shakeup of the country's military leadership, and he wants his army to get this, quote, gird for war, unquote. And, of course, while shakeups, you know, are sometimes commonplace, especially for North Korea, you know, when they start using terms like gird for war, I'm not sure if we take them seriously or if it's something that, again, for domestic consumption to try to rev up, his support there because of other problems that North Korea is facing. But you never know. I mean, they're very, very provocative.
Well, I can tell you that China is now beginning to hoard food in preparation for what we see could be a war regarding Taiwan.
Well, that's right. I mean, eventually they will make their move. They can't simply just let it go forever. And whether it's forever 5 years from now or, 8 or 10 months from now or 2 months from now, we just don't know.
Right. And, of course, the Air Force is having a problem right now. The Air Force chose 17.4% of eligible senior airmen for promotion to staff sergeant, which was down from last year's selection rate of 21.1%. The promotion rate has hit its lowest point since 1996. Wonder what's going on there. I hear all sorts of things, but what are you hearing?
Not so much that I could add to that, I think, at this point, but very, very interesting what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, and I'm not going to speculate, but I've heard a couple of things. But, again, there's just stuff that you hear roaming around out there. Now, the U.S. Army plans to grow its Patriot Missile Defense Force. Patriot units have traditionally held the record for the highest operational tempos across the service for more than a decade, with deployment times that have sometimes gone over the traditional 6 to 9 month rotations, because right now I can tell you they are on site in the Middle East, and they've been there for years, literally.
Wow, very interesting indeed.
Now, they might rotate the unit, but they replace it with another one.
Mm-hmm. You know, something else we're finding out about, too, Captain, is Fort Cavazos. This was previously known as Fort Hood.
Yep.
They evidently, it's one of the Army's largest bases, but there are reports now they're barely able to keep their food services up and running. This has been going on for several months. In some cases, meaning that soldiers have to drive long distances across the base, sometimes an hour round trip just to get a meal. So they're trying to juggle and get these logistical problems under control. But obviously, you know, the old saying, the Army runs on its stomach. Well, this is a huge, huge problem.
Fort Hood is a big base, I'll give you that. So I wouldn't be surprised to hear that. By the way, this is really a strange story coming from the Associated Press. The U.S. sailor's mom, who is one of the two sailors arrested last week in California, accused of providing military information to China, one of those sailors' moms encouraged him to pass information to China, according to the prosecutors.
Well, Captain, that seems to me a prosecutable offense. You can't encourage espionage.
I didn't hear him talking about prosecuting anybody other than the sailors.
Right. Well, but still, I mean, this is obviously a very big deal. You know, in other words, well, at least they would check it out to see if there was any kind of accomplice, sort of things happening here.
Now, in Ukraine, we had something called the double tap happen. You know what that is?
What's that?
It's when two targets are targeted in different areas of the country, and their missiles are launched or whatever, artillery is launched, to strike either at the same time or within a half an hour of each other. And the reason that it was done like this is because it's intended to kill the rescuers responding to the first strike.
Yeah, that's very, very terrible, isn't it? Evil.
So a missile strike, which hit the heart of a Ukrainian city, and then another one that followed up 37 minutes later, killed 9 people.
That's, again, terrible news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what we can expect with the U.S.-made cluster munitions finding their way to the Ukrainians, and they're currently using it in their counteroffensive, is what we're being told.
That's right. And again, the three countries that do not recognize the treaty about the agreement about cluster munitions, very, very terrible.
Russia, the U.S., and the Ukraine.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren. And, of course, we'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch moves along during the course of the evening.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. East.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The team at Moss Nissan prides itself on creating a family-like environment, both for their employees and their customers. And when it comes to providing you with the information you need to make an informed car buying decision, their staff is second to none. Whether you're looking for your first car, reliable transportation for everyday life, or a larger vehicle for your growing family, they have options for every situation. So please don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. I promise you'll be glad you did. Experience the Moss difference.
And by the way, let's not forget about Moss Acura either. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. The website, mossacura.com. They're right there next door to the Moss Nissan dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Always remember when you go to Moss Nissan or Moss Acura, those magic words, the captain sent me. Watch and see what happens. All righty. We got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back with us. Thank you, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we're going to drop on down here to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, I don't even know where to start, but what would you do if you had $20 million coming in from foreign entities and oligarchs around the world? Where would you start?
Well, it's all you're getting that oligarch money. Politicians love that oligarch money, both sides of the coin. And, you know, that's why, you know, in my opinion, to be honest, I think that this whole thing is it happens, whoever's in charge of the government at a certain period of time, they go after the other for all this stuff. Does anybody ever get in trouble for this at all? And nobody does. It's almost like it's a show. It's almost like that they're you know, some sort of kangaroo court that they're holding for all of us to watch to see, hey, we're cracking down. You say, anybody think Biden's going to get in trouble? Hunter's going to get in trouble? Anybody's going to get in trouble? No, it's just for news. You know, you can flip-flop this, both sides, all the nonsense that goes on. It's disgusting. It really is.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And by the way, the Gabe Portnoy, remember him?
Yeah.
The Barstool Sports co-founder? Well, apparently he has bought back his company, and he owns. His quote was, "For the first time in a decade, I own 100% of Barstool Sports."
Well, he bought it back for pennies on a dollar because ESPN is moving towards a branding in gambling, sports gambling at various different places. Penn, and I guess. The way that Barstool Sports operates, it could come under all sorts of regulatory scrutiny based upon the comments that it makes. So they had to get rid of that. So he made a fortune on that deal.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to let you know that in the words of the infamous Frenchie, a.k.a. Frenchie, that would be Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, Bidenomics is indeed working.
It's not. I mean, it's anybody with half a brain can see that it's an absolute disaster. You taking a look at yesterday, I reported upon our fiscal situation and how much we're paying in interest right now. Basically, interest on our debt or deficit. It's more than 15% of the actual revenue that we take in. I mean, it's out of control, and it's going to get worse instead of better because we have to issue tons of new debt, over $1 trillion at these much higher rates.
Well, Americans are repeatedly souring on Bidenomics. The numbers are there, the polls are there, the statistics are there, and most are saying that the economy is much worse than it was 5 years ago, and I totally, absolutely, 100% agree with them.
Listen, the economy is—it's not real. A lot of the growth that we're seeing because it's government induced nonsense.
Yep.
And this is part of the problem. That's not sustainable. Many of these companies that that are getting money from the government are—they're not going to make it. They're going to fail, just like they did with the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And that's the problem.
Yeah, and the other thing is that as we move along, and Joe Biden is actually campaigning on how great things are because of Bidenomics. You got to be talking to a bunch of morons if they're believing that stuff.
I didn't think you're gonna have a hard time, you know, selling that at this point in time. I mean, they keep talking and saying the same exact thing. I don't think it's resonating or sitting in with much of anybody at this point in time. You know, again, it's all kitchen table issues and food prices. It's funny, they food prices are continuing to go up, and they're making every excuse in the entire world. Oh, it's because of Ukraine, Russia. It's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's all about climate change. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. Okay, because again, you can travel around the globe and you can get food for a hell of a lot less than we are. Okay, it's just that simple.
Right, I'm aware of that. You told us what was going on in Greece, and I really thought that was pretty good. Kyle,
pull up menus at basic restaurants in Italy. Do your own homework. I mean, to see what we're paying compared to everybody else.
Okay, and Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Chris. The federal deficit right now, it hit $1.6 trillion in the first 10 months of 2023, basically, or the fiscal year. Why is this obviously it's going to be a big issue in the presidential campaign? We'll hear about the deficit. We'll hear about trying to reduce the deficit. But be honest. Can we ever reduce the deficit? Is the deficit ever going to be anything other than an exploding nightmare?
Sure, you got to elect the right people. I mean, I'm sorry. I tell you what, you want to reduce the deficit? I've been listening right now. Okay, take off your elephant cap. Okay, do yourself a favor. Leave the Republican Party if you're a conservative, because they don't care about the deficit. They don't care about debt. Okay, Bush threw it through the roof. Trump drove it through the roof, okay? Stop electing people that don't care. You had a candidate that wanted to deal with, you had a couple. You had Rand Paul, you had Ted Cruz, but you rejected them. And where did that get us? It put us deeper into debt. You know, Ron Paul, prior to that, was a much more viable, better candidate than Mitt Romney was. He actually had an intelligent foreign policy as well. But no. You decide to, you know, follow these people that promise the moon and the stars, and they don't deliver.
I can give you an example, Chris. Every year since he's been in Congress, and I know this for a fact, Congressman Byrne Buchanan down there in the Sarasota area puts forth a balanced budget amendment, and it always gets tabled or shot down.
Yeah, I mean, it's really...
And he's a Republican. Yeah.
You balance the budget. But what I'm saying is it's few and far between. You understand? The party as a whole doesn't do it, okay?
Right.
The party as a whole, they don't... They say that they're going to do things. They say they're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Do they do it? No. Okay? So, again, I don't have any faith in them, and this is why I hate the party system that we have set up here and all the rah-rah nonsense, because what do we get? We get meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The same nonsense.
Well, is a third party the issue?
It's a third party. I just, you know what? You got to have to think outside the box to some degree. You really do. You have to start thinking, you know, and really digging into...
You got to vet the candidates, right? You got to vet the candidates. That's what you got to do, right?
I mean, yeah, and you know, maybe you know, alternative party might be a way. It's going to take some time. I don't know. Again, you got to bring better people into the fold.
When you're running,
yeah, that's the point. Okay, it's next to impossible to run because you got to play the stupid political game.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting on the phone and raising money. I'm not kissing people's ass. And tell them that, you know, when I get the power, I got to raise money for the party, because that's what they're beholden to.
That's
they
right.
have quotas that they have to raise for the party. I'm not doing that. I'm going to serve my constituents. I'm going to do my job. They should go to Washington, should go to hell home, okay, and work. We don't need to be in session all year round, practically all year round, with a couple vacations here and there.
I got an idea.
Let's quicker.
I got an idea. If you're a politician, let's try this approach. If you like the job I'm doing, and you want to send me back to do some more of the job I'm doing, then go ahead and give me a dollar or two. But other than that, don't give me any money.
Well, I mean, I might...
How do you like that idea?
Yeah, it's a great idea, but I got another one, too. If you want to get a lot of money out of politics, you only allow people to give money to candidates that they can vote for. So it doesn't allow all outsider money to come in to influence elections.
Good idea. Good idea. All right, well, the music's starting to come up in my ear. As usual, a great rousing round here, and we appreciate it. Keep it coming. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Please go over there, check it out, and see what he's all about. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Kyle, you hang on. Folks are coming back. Caller, hang on. I'll get to you in a minute. And we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Lots more in store.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.